Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at The Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information about the show and take advantage of the different offers we have over there. Well, joining us right now from California, out there in that Democratic bastion of lockdown territory, although I think they're opening things up a little bit more, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right. And they're outside the window, 10 deep, yelling. The only thing they're not yelling is USA, USA, USA. I'll have to figure out how to get that in there.
Well, I love it.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Kyle, I want to first start by saying thanks to everybody that turned out tonight at the Tea Party Manatee 12th birthday party. Had a big crowd there, a lot of people ate a lot of food, and were happy, and were well-informed by the likes of Sam Sorbo and Trevor Loudon and myself and other people that got a chance to speak. And it was a great night, and I'm sure everybody is still talking about it and will be for the next few days.
Very cool. Sounds like a great time that
yep,
you had.
Sure yeah. was. Okay, now, it's the third night of protest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as Minneapolis Police Department is getting ready in their city, adjacent city, 10 miles away, for major protests they believe are coming down as a result of the Chauvin trial. Because now we've got the defense, the prosecution rested, and now we have the defense in the Chauvin trial is presenting their case. And yesterday they had a police expert on there who happens to be a police officer himself from California, and he kind of dispelled some of what was being told. I didn't realize the size disparity was as big as it was between Officer Chauvin and the suspect that was killed by him, because it was a little guy basically and a big guy.
Well, right, and they also talked a little bit about, I believe, the medical state of affairs that
yeah.
might have been in play at the time of George Floyd's death.
Yeah, with the drugs.
Right, exactly. So now, will they be able to punch through the with the notion that he was the amount of drugs in the system was going to be fatal no matter what. Are they going to be able to make that case to the jury? We'll have to see. But certainly, Captain, yes. But now that the prosecution has rested, the defense will put on their case. We figure that will go on for at least a few days, obviously, and then the jury will get the case, and the jury will be sequestered, by the way, as they deliberate, we understand.
Well, most juries are sequestered in a case like this, so that's mm-hmm. not a surprise.
Right.
But the thing of it is it looks like as if they're going to charge the female officer who's already resigned from the police department. Charges could be coming against her today. I'm only going to speculate on the charges. It could be involuntary murder, or it could be involuntary manslaughter, because, again, it was obvious by the video, she thought she had her taser.
Well, exactly right. And what we're hearing from some of the experts, Captain, about this is that as the officers go through their training, and obviously this will, I think, come out even more so, is that they're not looking at, did I pull the yellow taser, or did I pull my service gun that's not yellow, that kind of thing. They're supposed to do all this literally by feel. So that is, I thought it was something very interesting that came out. Now, whether or not, again, that's going to be a major part of this, we'll see. But, yes, the surprise on the video, I think, is also a major component of this. And, again, a tragic situation that occurred.
Uh-huh. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We start the show out every night with Kyle and talking about the different things that are alive and well in the news. By the way, we did have a Coast Guard search off Grand Isle, Alabama, for a report of multiple people in the water a little bit earlier as a severe thunderstorm came roaring through that part on the Louisiana Alabama line. Do you know anything? Have you had any details on that?
We're getting the details on that. We don't have a lot just yet, but we will have it as
the program progresses. So the people are still missing?
Yes, exactly. We're going to find out more and make sure we have all the right details.
Because apparently what happened was a boat got caught offshore out there in a really violent storm and got capsized, and the people were thrown overboard as the boat sunk, and that's all we know at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's for our listeners there in New Orleans and in Mobile, Alabama, in that area. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight. And again, thanks to everybody down there in Bradenton. We appreciate seeing all our friends, our old friends, and our new friends, too. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I am going to take it away, Mr. Kyle Warren, in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. I take it every day. I take one in the morning and one at night, and once in a while I'll need a third one during the middle of the day if I'm at an event and standing on my feet for a long period of time, or if I have to walk a long ways because my foot and my ankle and my leg will start to swell up. That's part of what I have to live with, unfortunately. Now, Relief Factor is the product it is because of the four ingredients that are in it: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, the combination of those ingredients help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I have. It also goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Now, along with a regimen of exercise and everyday living, Relief Factor can be the answer to your prayers for the pain you've been in for years and years and years. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the key regulation of enzymes and proteins in your body. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and discomfort that you're having. And it comes in convenient individual packets. You can put it right in your pocket, no problem at all. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get started for $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of that time whether or not it's going to work for you. And then you go right on the automatic delivery, and away you go. Now, you can find out more by going to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, because all you got to do is lose pain, right? So it's very simple.
relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've had an issue with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I think that they've jumped to way over the top here. They've had six people suffer blood clots from it. That's six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one woman died. And these have all been women. Now, thousands and thousands, perhaps even millions of people have been vaccinated with the J&J vaccine. To stop it, which is what they've done, while they check and see what's going on, I don't think it's necessarily a good thing.
Well, you know, Captain, yes, you're right. Millions of people have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson, I think 7 million approximately, according to reports. So, yes, this is obviously it's a very major thing if someone has died. But what they will do, of course, is try to determine what other underlying factors, what connections, what is the real connection to the actual vaccine and these blood clots, whatever that might be. And that's obviously something they have to do. But in the meantime, what may be part of the result of this is that there may be a lot of people who are saying to themselves, you know, I'm apprehensive about these vaccines. I don't want to take a vaccine. And this may stall some from making an appointment, perhaps even to get something that's not a Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Now, we're getting a report coming in from Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, right now. And it's coming in from the Fox reporter on the scene, Mike Tobin, that some rioters in Minnesota have identified themselves to the reporter Mike Tobin right there, saying that they were members of Antifa from outside the area. Why am I not surprised? And the word Antifa is tells me all I need to know right now.
Well, because this is a magnet. You know, obviously we're talking about a very tragic situation, but they are using it. It is a magnet, however, though, for those who want to come in and try to exploit a very tragic situation. And so we shouldn't be surprised because we know, Captain, with the ongoing Chauvin trial just 12 short miles away, basically, or 10 short miles away from Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, it's definitely a real powder keg. And so to have Antifa there, also this points up something else, Captain. In different parts of the country, different cities that are bracing for similar kinds of unrest or violence or riots in the wake of this shooting, but also the Chauvin trial, you better believe you're going to have Antifa coming in from other places as well.
All right, and you have an update on the vessel that they're looking for members of the crew off Grand Isle in the Gulf of Mexico. What is that update?
Well, we understand, Captain, that right now, at least as of the reports that we have up to this point, it seems that six people of the 18 crew aboard this lift vessel, which was originally thought to be over 200 feet long, but it's really perhaps looks like it's 129 feet long, as some of these reports have gotten a little sharper. But we understand that six of the 18 crew have been recovered so far. Many Good Samaritans in their own vessels responded about 4:30 p.m. local time after the rescue beacon was activated on this vessel. And so again, this is very, very bad conditions, storm conditions, wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour have been clocked here.
Yeah, that's hurricane force winds.
Exactly. So this is, again, a developing situation. But again, according to the reports we have so far, only six out of the 18 have been recovered.
Yeah, and that's the type of vessel they use to go out to the oil platforms.
Right, exactly right.
So that's what we're talking about here. And, oh, by the way, I'm looking at the weather in the area, and we do have gale warnings right there in that area. Right now, we have gale warnings in that area.
Yes, exactly right. And, again, the Coast Guard, they say they have multiple assets there in the area, as well as other vessels that are acting as Good Samaritans.
Well, Alabama, Mobile has a very large air wing there. The helicopters and the aircraft, and I'm sure they're up in the air and they're doing what they can. All right, we'll continue on now. The Arizona Attorney General Mr. Brnovich has called called for a state of emergency in Arizona in regards to the border crisis there right now. Again, he's specifically invited and asked for either President Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of the border, to come down there and see what the problem is. And they're talking about they're going to put their own National Guard on the border to back up the Border Patrol because of the situation that is a crisis in Arizona.
Yes, that's exactly right. He did say the National Guard is going to be part of their solution. He says we will have action taken, he says. Goes on to say they're also going to need reinforcements, basically. But you're right, Captain. This is a crisis situation that is really been made by the Biden administration.
Yes.
Yeah, which is without any, it's not even close that they didn't create this by their policies and by literally being so reckless. Now, why are they being reckless? We can talk about that in terms of how they're trying to destabilize things, obviously. But this is a real problem. It is a human issue. It is something that has to be dealt with. And any other situation like this that didn't involve the politics that are involved here, we would all already have seen a national effort, major national effort to stop this.
Well, last night at the Tea Party birthday celebration, one of our speakers said, if you want to solve the problem on the border, send a whole bunch of Republicans down there to register all these illegals as Republicans before they come into the country, and the Democrats will shut the border down immediately.
Well, yeah, but that's essentially correct, right? The reason why the Democrat Party elite are sort of fueling this fire is because they think they're getting voters. They're looking for what they might even themselves call replacement voters.
Yeah, which is again why these people in some parts of the country are going to be getting large cash checks. New York City, for example, $15,600.
Right, and how much money did American citizens get from the last stimulus?
$1,400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, that's pretty obvious, you know, there. But yes, this is definitely something, especially in the Republican halls, I would expect that, you know, obviously you're not trying to just manipulate people as the Democrats are, but hopefully because of the policies of opportunity, these kinds of things, that anyone coming to this country would be able to see the stark differences.
Yes. Now, Kyle, we heard that the president is going to be giving the State of the Union address. That came out yesterday. What's the date on that?
April 28th.
April the 28th is the official date. He has been invited to speak in front of a joint session of Congress. Speaker of the House put the word out yesterday, along with the majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. So there you go. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
Protesters gathered for a third night outside the Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Police Department Tuesday, following the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. State police and National Guard troops began to clear the crowd from around the building before a 10 p.m. curfew, after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. A number of protesters were arrested. The officer who shot Wright, Kim Potter, and Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon both resigned on Tuesday. And police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, for doing that for us. And yeah, those are the numbers we had, especially the internet numbers and the people listening to us around the world. It's unbelievable. And you can hear us live, by the way. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a live stream that plays on there. It's called a loop. And when the show is over, every 4 hours, it plays the show over again, then racks it up and plays it again. And it does that all day long until we go live. And there's a listen live link right there on my website of the actual show right now going out from the satellite. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends from Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. And I've been with them for about 17 and a half years now. They've saved me a bunch of money over the years, and I'm very proud to say that because I'm a safe driver, there it is, knocking on wood, I get a 10% discount off my policy every year. Now, this year was a really good year to be with a good insurance company because the insurance companies rolled back their rates because of COVID. Most of them rolled back their rates 15%. So you got that 15% discount plus your safe driver discount and add all that together, and you were saving a bunch of money. And I know because I check every year. I check to make sure that Geico's still the best company for me price-wise and what they give me for the policy that I need to have for the vehicles that I have. And if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got an RV, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, or a boat, they can insure all that too. And don't forget, the way that you get your cheaper policies is to bundle your automobile policies with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance. And when you do that, you'll get a much better deal. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. is the place to go. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, you were telling me something that you're going to share with the audience about the State of the Union message coming up on the 28th of April by Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Well, okay, here we are. It's the 14th of February. The State of the Union is supposed to be on the 28th. So,
2 weeks.
So that's what, 14 days?
2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. So someone should ask Jen Psaki at the White House about what they might call the PHS or the Presidential Hibernation Schedule. How much hibernation will Joe Biden require before going to do the State of the Union? And I don't think we're going to see a lot of the president between now and then. I hate to say, but only because that points up all the stuff we've been talking about for so long about whatever condition he has at this point.
Well, I talked to everybody last night, and I told them, based on my 25 years of experience as a first responder, as a firefighter, EMT, and then later a paramedic, that what I was seeing was someone who had either had a stroke or was suffering from dementia and was getting very close to having a stroke. And I pointed out the veins. Remember, you and I talked about this on the side of his face, on the right side of his face. When he talks, when he's up there, when he stands for any length of time, they swell up. And you can see them very distinctly on the right temple, the right side of his head. And that is not normal.
No, it's not. You know, earlier tonight, Captain, I saw a clip of Joe Biden talking back during the vice presidential debates with Paul Ryan. And the Biden, just from that very brief clip, that Joe Biden is light years away from the current Joe Biden. It's very apparent and
yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah, both Frank Silvato and I believe he may have had a stroke, and nobody knows, but he's got the signs of it and the way he's acting right now. All right, well, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and other Democrats who are running for the hills away from Muqtada Tlaib because of her policy that she's now come out with. She said, no more policing, defund the police, and she started all that over this Minnesota stuff.
Well, exactly, and because of what we saw happen in Minnesota with this event, yes, we're going to hear these kinds of calls. But I will say this, and this is supposed to be simply food for thought. It's not something that anyone would ever advocate. But what would happen, Captain, if we didn't have police? I mean, for real, like just for 2 weeks in this country, there was just no police on the street, no patrols.
If they had a second
one, yeah.
Well, again, the people that are responsible, the first line of defense are the county sheriffs. So if a city didn't have a city police department, the sheriff's department would come in. They would be supplemented by the state police, who would then also be supplemented by certified police officers from other districts in the state. That's how that would work.
Well, right, but I think from Tlaib's, you know, the basis of all this, no more policing or no more law enforcement, let's say, we can't have a country like that. You know, she's calling for this kind of thing because it's politically expedient or, you know, it's shocking and gets on the news. But in reality, if there was no real law enforcement, if we just didn't have that anymore, our country could degenerate into chaos for real because the bad guys would say, hey, it's open season. I mean, who advocates this kind of stuff?
Well, not Leo Terrell. And boy, you got to like him with his Leo, what does it say, Leo 2.0. You seen that hat?
Oh, yeah, Leo 2.0.
Yeah, Leo Terrell says that the Minnesota mayor there in Brooklyn Center is tying the police hands after the shooting. He said that I felt that he was working for the criminals. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because he says he's basically allowing the city to riot in Leo's opinion there. Absolutely. Yeah, this is, you know, again, it's real similar to what we even see happening right now with these big corporations. You know, they seem to be very, very afraid of perception. They seem to be very, very afraid of the left wing in this country. They're taking these kinds of steps to try to say, okay, yeah, look, you know, we're fine. You know, just don't come after us next. And so again, yeah, we're seeing similar things here. But again, you know, these kinds of incidents that can occur, they're investigated, if charges are being brought, as you mentioned earlier, Captain, they're going to charge this. The officer is now resigned with something. We don't know exactly
Probably today.
Yeah, probably today. But we don't know what that is. But whatever it is, it has to play out through our system. We don't have a system of rioting and this kind of thing. Yes, we have peaceful protests. That's part of the fabric, especially since with the civil rights movement and so forth. But generally speaking, we don't have the kind of system where everything gets destroyed. We're supposed to have a system where we find out what happened. We have a jury in this particular kind of case, and we get a decision and we move on. And we reform the system as needed.
Well, keep in mind that's the way it's supposed to work. But if you're Black Lives Matter and you're the co-founder that bought all those multi-million-dollar properties in California and other parts of the country, she's now blaming the conservatives for the story that's come out about her buying these homes because she says it's none of their business. She had the money and she decided to do that so that they could help out some of their other folks. Really? Really?
Well, I mean, if it's true she bought the houses, that's not a conservative thing. It's when you preach one thing, you know, and essentially kind of do another. If you're a Marxist, if you're advocating Marxism, then you're not supposed to run around acting like.
And let's just look at the numbers here for a second. Between $90 and $100 million is what Black Lives Matter was able to get in their blackmail of major companies across the country. And $21 million, an estimated $21 million, was spent on these multi-million dollar homes.
That's really something. Because if you're supposed to be the leader of some kind of Marxist movement, you know, as we talked about, of course, they fall into the same categories as the Communist Party leaders of old and this kind of thing, where they have everything and the people have nothing.
And I think the name of the young man in Ferguson, Missouri was Michael Brown. Does that sound right?
I believe so. Right?
Yeah. Well, his father, okay, who was asking for help because he said, we don't have enough money to bury our son and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And Black Lives Matter says, oh, well, we'll help you. We'll help you and this, that, and the other. They gave him $500. Are you kidding me?
That's just unbelievable. Completely unbelievable. But, again, it goes to the idea that it's not about justice. In so many cases, as we see this throughout history, right? It's about power. It's about getting the upper hand and being able to call the shots, that kind of stuff.
Okay, now, are you ready for something here?
Sure am.
Guess what? All right, but we're going to circle back tonight, folks, and we're going to circle back with none other than Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been 21 days since we've seen Kamala at a news conference since being tapped for her border crisis role. Where is Kamala? All right, hold that thought, Kyle. When we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, it will be up, and I think we might do a little rooster cruising tonight to start things out. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops near you. When you see one of them pull in there, tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then do yourself a favor and join the Drivers Club and take advantage of the points you'll get for buying fuel, the points you'll get for buying food, and the points you'll get for buying the supplies you need in the trucker store. All right, well, by popular demand, had some requests for it tonight when I was at the tea party, birthday party. Here we go.
Okay, drivers, it's a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my clients and I plan the attack. Next time he keys his mic, that's when his final blow, and it burns up his kicker and his radio. Oh.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, a little Rooster Cruising for you. Sam the Paper Man chimed in a minute ago. He had a thumbs up and a big smile on his face there, Kyle.
Very cool.
So he was liking it, but that was actually played for some people there at the tea party last night that wanted to hear it. So there you go. That's for them. All right. Well, before we get moving along here, again, check out the Pilot and Flying J, because they're the ones who bring you the trucker's report that I'm about to give you. Well, severe thunderstorms and flash flooding threats in the south today. Organized severe thunderstorms will be capable of producing mainly large hail and perhaps damaging winds are expected across portions of Louisiana this afternoon, with a second round further west tonight. Now, heavy thunderstorms may lead to flash flooding over portions of the northern Gulf Coast today through Saturday. Several inches of excessive rainfall are possible with flash flood watches in effect. And as I look at what's going on in the Gulf right now, we've actually got a gale warning from New Orleans around over to Pascagoula, Mississippi, right now. And that's where that boat is missing, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yes.
All righty. Well, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in Southern California. We've had a little bit of light rain going on here tonight in the Southern California area. So if you're coming into that area, you're going to encounter that, as we've been having a pretty good cool down here over the last couple of days. But out in the high deserts, Mojave Desert as well, we've got high wind warnings tonight out around Barstow. So I-40, I-15, as they connect there near Barstow, you're going to be encountering that. Also up towards Bakersfield, still have that wind advisory happening. Wind advisory out on the 10, Interstate 10 as well, near Desert Hot Springs and Palm Springs tonight. So if you're heading over into Nevada, you've also got part of this fire weather warning that's happening. That's dipping down into Kingman, Arizona as well. And covering most of Arizona tonight, we've got wind advisories near Flagstaff, Prescott, and also fire weather warnings as you come across I-40 on your way towards New Mexico, where, guess what? Another fire weather warning happening tonight, fire weather watch around Albuquerque, also around Santa Fe as well. That fire weather warning stretches up into Colorado, into the south western corner of Colorado there. But we also have a winter weather advisory. This is outside of Denver as you come across I-70, Arapaho National Forest. You want to be very careful. Georgetown, that area of I-70. Winter storm warning up near Cheyenne, going across I-80, Laramie, Elk Mountain. You've got this winter storm warning heading all the way up towards Casper as well, where you've got a winter storm watch for a large part of the state there as well. So we have a lot of that going on tonight. Also, up in northern Montana, winter weather advisory, and this is going to be east and northeast of Great Falls, Montana, over towards the northeastern corner of the state. And in Idaho, to finish this out, we have a lake wind advisory and wind advisory near Pocatello and Twin Falls. And that high winds, by the way, are going to continue to dip down into Utah along Interstate 15, Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City.
All right. Well, I want to point out to everybody climbing out of Salt Lake going east now, going east on I-80, we do have snow. And when you get up there on the Wyoming and Utah border, there is a winter storm warning right there, I-80, and you're going to have snow all the way across to Elk Mountain. Elk Mountain, we do have some pretty good snow coming down there tonight. And then, of course, Monument Mountain going up over the top between Laramie and Cheyenne. There's a winter storm warning up there, and it's snowing pretty good around Cheyenne right now. So there you go. Now, going to move over here into Nebraska, and let me see. In Nebraska, the southeastern corner of Nebraska, right there along I-29 coming up through Iowa and come from Missouri, you've got a hard freeze warning there tonight. Current temperature 36 degrees down along the border, and it's going to drop down with a hard freeze. You're going to have a frost warning across the southern part of Iowa tonight, all the way over into the Quad Cities in Iowa and Illinois along I-80. And then the northern part of Missouri, there'll be a frost warning there. Now, I'm going to go down to the Gulf and take a look and tell you what's going on down there right now. We've got wind all the way from Galveston, Texas, all the way over to about New Orleans. When you get to New Orleans, it becomes a gale warning. Now, a gale warning is anything around 40 miles an hour or above. Now, we have a boat that's missing that got hit by 75-mile-an-hour winds. That's a Category 1 hurricane, as it was probably headed out to one of the oil rigs, because the type of boat that it was and what they do, they go back and forth to the oil rigs with the different things that the oil rigs need, including the crews when they switch the crews off. Now, it is raining right now, and you have flood warnings all across Louisiana, the southern part of Louisiana, I-10, I-12, across to Mississippi, and then you definitely have around Hattiesburg, Mississippi, south, all the way to I-10, a flood watch and a flood warning and heavy rain. And that rain also goes over into Alabama to cover Mobile, Alabama, and it's all moving to the east. So you're going to have a really, really, really wet night tonight. And Kyle, again, what's the status on that boat and the crew that's missing?
Well, Captain, we haven't seen a major change in the reporting as yet from what we already know, but the 129-foot lift vessel did capsize in those high winds, those hurricane-force winds. 6 out of 18 crew have been, reported recovered so far.
Yeah, and that's going to be a terrible shame. That must have been one hell of a storm that came up with the water and whatnot. All righty, hold that thought, and folks will be right back right after your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, identify themselves, and you hear the top of the hour news. Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.